Back in at New Braunfels, playing a little Living on the Edge by Aerosmith for you, Randy. And certainly the Wimberley Texans were living on the edge thanks to Brennan Blakemore, who scores 65-yard touchdown reception. He got to about the 15-yard line, and the clock ran out. And so there was no options. He was either going to have to take it to the house or Wimberley was going to get tackled there at the end of the first half. And he was able to weave his way through those final two tacklers who were desperately trying to get him on the ground. Instead, he scores the touchdown, and a 13-7 lead becomes a 20-7 halftime lead. And you got to wonder if Gonzalez can rebound from that. What a body blow that was.
That's talk about making the highlight reel there. That was an incredible run. Very, very, very exciting. And he's certainly an impact player. And I didn't realize how much we maybe have missed him the last few games, especially last week, you know. The best part about that, other than that fine, fine touchdown, but before the Texans got the ball, what a nice defensive stand. You know, the Apaches had the ball way down here on the Texans end of the field, and a couple sacks and a great job by the Texans defense to stiffen up there on that last series.
Yeah, they got the ball inside the 30-yard line and looked like they could be, in fact, going in for a go-ahead touchdown at halftime, and instead Wimberley holds there and then scores on the big play on the last play of the half. Let's throw it down to the field. Wimberley band over there playing to the far side of the field. Let's see if you can enjoy a few minutes of this Wimberley High School marching band. Enjoy, everybody.
In a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? It can't all be wedding cake, it can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it, can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy, and there's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch ever. tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, it may not be for the while. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Though I don't know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Taste the sweet decline.
I fell, I fell, I fell so
Back at Cougar Stadium in New Braunfels, Mike Blackwell here along with Randy Hermes. Our halftime show, the Wimberley Texans leading the Gonzales Apaches by a score of 20-7 in the second round Class 3A Division II playoff game. Here's how it happened. Give you the scores from the first half of play. Wimberley got the football to start the game. Hunter Burchell scores on an 11-yard pass from Brady Lambert in the back of the end zone. Natano Avila's kick was blocked for the extra point, so Wimberley led it at that point by a score of 6-0. John Anthony Casares, the Gonzales quarterback, then scored on a quarterback sneak, a 1-yard run, and his kicker, Matthew Hillman, tacked on the extra point with on their first possession. Gonzales was able to answer the Wimberley first possession with a touchdown of their own, and it was 7-6. Gonzales at that point, that's where we ended the first half of play. Dennis Smith then for Wimberley gave Wimberley its first lead or its second lead of the night with a 1-yard run. Avila's kick this time was good, and with 8:20 left to play in the second quarter, the score was Wimberley 13 and Gonzales 7. At that point, Gonzales took the football then later in the second quarter, drove it down inside the 30-yard line of Wimberley. Had a third down and short situation, but didn't have any timeouts, so they had to throw the ball. Back to throw was the quarterback, Casares. He was sacked twice, both on third down and on fourth down, and Wimberley took over, looked pretty innocently at their own 35-yard line. It just tickles me to even talk about this play, Randy. 35-yard line, Wimberley had it. 11 seconds left to play in the first half. Brady Lambert throws what looked like a pretty innocuous little screen pass over there in the right flat. Brennan Blakemore, though, got the football, and every time Blakemore gets the football, the only thing he's thinking about is touchdown, and he caught the ball in the right flat. He broke a tackle or two, and you're like, okay, this might be a big play, and he got to the 50, and then he got to the 40, and then it got a little bit more interesting, and then he got to the 25-yard line, and you glance up to the scoreboard to our left, and it has no ticks remaining, Randy, so you know he's got to take it to the house now, and he gets it to the 15, and about the 10-yard line, he has to kind of halfway break a tackle and weave his way, and into the end zone he went with no time left on the first half clock. The Gonzales crowd and the Gonzales players on this near side completely in shock, and of course it's deliriousness over on the far side. The Wimberley fans over there just went nuts, and at any rate, Brennan Blakemore with a 65-yard touchdown with no time on the clock. Last play of the second quarter, and then Avila tacked on the extra point, and that is where we stand. Wimberley leading it at halftime, 20-7, and I don't think I've caught my breath yet, Randy. What a play that was.
Well, you know, I was initially, when that play went off, I was disappointed because I was really expecting them to let Lambert throw the ball down the field. On 11 seconds on the clock, I thought they would try to go deep and see if they couldn't get somebody, one of their speedier guys, down the field and see if they maybe couldn't get them down far enough down the field for a field goal. And they did that little swing pass out there to Blakemore, and boy, how exciting was that to see him catch it over there on the far side of the field. And that was really some fantastic running to get it all the way into the end zone.
And he sort of wound his way back toward this side of the field before he was able to get into the end zone. Some stats for you in this first half. Certainly interesting stats, to say the very least. Trinity Wilson just hadn't been able to find any space to run, Randy. 5 carries for 1 yard for Trinity. Dennis Smith, the leading ball carrier for the Texans, 4 carries for 15 yards. The Texans basically have thrown the football in this first half, and they've certainly thrown the football well. Brady Lambert, 10 out of 12 for 178 yards. That's a pretty good first half by Brady Lambert, and it appears that Brady Lambert is a much better quarterback when Brennan Blakemore is in the game, Randy. Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. But again, you know, we give a lot of credit. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we haven't called Holloman's number yet tonight.
No.
And he certainly has stepped up these past 3 weeks and done a fine job. Burchell has as well. But yeah, having Blakemore out there, he's an impact player. And he certainly, him and Lambert are a heck of a 1-2 punch there.
Blakemore's numbers, 5 carries for 122 yards for Brennan. And Hunter Burchell also has 5 carries, 5 receptions, I should say. Blakemore, 5 catches, 122. And Burchell, 5 catches, for 52 yards. So Hunter Burchell also has provided some offense with his receiving tonight as well. And, of course, the 11-yard touchdown from Lambert is what he had. And, again, Lambert 10 out of 12 for 178 yards. On the Gonzalez side of the tally, Cecil Johnson, the big running back with over 1,600 yards rushing on the season. He's had some nice runs, Randy, but really hadn't exploded on any big plays. Six carries for 28 yards. And again, this is unofficial. John Anthony Casares, though, the quarterback, he's the one that's really done most of the damage against Wimberley. And I'm going to give you these numbers, and you're going to say, well, that's not much, but you got to factor in about three or four sacks. Wimberley's really gotten to him several times tonight, 13 carries for 31 yards. But nevertheless, Casares, trust me on this, he has been the offense for Gonzalez here tonight. And a Gonzalez defense, pretty much as advertised, Randy. I mean, we said that they had five shutouts coming into the night tonight, and that defense has allowed 20 points in the first half, but it's kind of misleading. 65, of course, came on the big Blakemore explosion there at the end of the first half. Otherwise, it would be 13-7 Wimberley, or perhaps even Gonzalez moving in for a go-ahead touchdown. This game's a lot closer than the 20-7 score indicates.
It is, but it certainly has to give you that two touchdown advantage, especially since they missed that first conversion there on the first touchdown. It certainly makes you feel better. Lead you to believe that the momentum has shifted to the Texans' favor. So, boy, if they come out here in the second half and make a statement. I want to go back to something you said about Trinity Wilson not having many yards, and he hasn't. But, you know, and so they've had a hard time initially, the Texans did, moving the ball. If you recall, Dennis Smith, the last couple of possessions, they had him there in the backfield. And, boy, you know, again, he's impressive to watch run. And he had a couple of really nice runs up the gut. So I think we'll see more of that in the second half.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, I think that the Texans probably believe now after this first half that they'll have a lot more success in between the tackles.
Yeah.
Than they did trying to get outside. Wilson just can't outrun that pursuit.
No, their defensive
problem.
Ends aren't big at all, but my goodness, were they ever quick. I'll tell you something else that was really impressive on that right before going into halftime was the defensive stand. Again, the Texans had a hard time stopping the run. Of course, there were some clock management issues there for the Apaches, but what a nice defensive stand to go to turn it over on downs.
And those clock management issues being that they called a couple of timeouts early in the first half, and so they drive it down there, get it down there close, but they're primarily a running football team, so they're going to run time off the clock, and they get it down there. You like to conserve your timeout so you can possibly kick an extra point. They were forced to use their final timeout with about 30, 40 seconds left, and that's what you were talking about, is both teams now coming back onto the field trying to stretch things out and get warmed up for the second half of play. Something else to consider, Randy, when you give up a long touchdown with no time left to play in the first half, I was watching the body language on the Gonzalez sideline, and these young guys were pretty stunned to suddenly go with a minute left. They're thinking, okay, we could go in with a lead at halftime, and merely a couple of minutes later, they watch Brennan Blakemore streak right by their sideline and score a miraculous touchdown at the end of the first half. As a former football player, how hard is it to put that out of your mind?
Well, they've had a whole 30 minutes here to go in the locker room and have the coaches calm them down. So, and they also, I'll remind you, they get the ball here to start the second half. So, you know, they get a long, sustained drive and get some more points on the board. It kind of makes all of that go away.
Stay with us, everybody. We'll have more of our halftime show and then the opening kickoff of the second half after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
This Wimberley Football broadcast is made possible by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberley, Texas. Or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberley Schools and Texan football. This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. Financial support for this Wimberley Texans playoff game is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding community. Now located at 13501 Retro 12, Suite 111 next to the Mail Stop. Available by phone at 847-9400. Byron Echols, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberley Texans. Go Texans! This Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at BlancoBank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season.